to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Let's just raise our hands to him. We surrender all, Lord.
There's anything in our lives, Lord, take it out. While you're sitting there on that mercy seat, Lord Jesus, and that bleach is atoning for us, Lord. Father, we want to be just like you, Lord. Father, take away those things that so easily beset us, Lord. Sometimes we just fail you, Lord, in our humanity, Lord. Forgive us, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this word, Lord. We know what's happening tonight. You're gathering your bride, Lord Jesus. You're preparing us, Lord, for your soon coming. You're doing something supernatural in our midst, Lord Jesus. We want to stay behind that word, Lord. For we know if we stay behind that word, we'll never fall, Lord Jesus. Amen. The world might have rejected it, but we see our names written on that Lamb's book of life. And know that you placed it there before the foundation of the world. We see it clearer now, Lord, than we've ever seen it before. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for what you did, Lord. Thank you for becoming us that we could become you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let this word sink deep in the heart of your bride tonight, Lord. Amen. To know that word is living. Amen. It's living inside of them, becoming that incarnate word made flesh. Amen. Oh, Lord. We're so unworthy, but Lord, you predestinated us to be that. You knew we would be that. Amen. And we thank you, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Bless us as we come to this Lord's Supper tonight, Lord, this communion table. Lord, may we just search our heart, Lord, and ask you to forgive us if there's anything in our hearts, Lord. Where we've missed you, we failed you or done anything, Lord. Take it away from us. And Lord, may we be reminded, Lord, of that broken body of what you did for us, Lord. And that by your stripes we are healed. Lord, it's not something that's got to be done. It's already done. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we know, Lord, that you're coming for us, Lord Jesus. And we want to be ready.
Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I've been watching and I've been waiting just any day now. His face I'll see.
Are you looking forward to that day? Amen.
Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me.
Yes.
Just any day now, his face I'll see.
Just to see him once more. We're watching and waiting.
Just any day now,
any day,
our Lord is coming. Just any day now, his face I'll see.
So we bow our heads once again and we hum it to him. As we just take our seats, preparation. Service, bow our heads, consecrate our hearts and our minds. Let us go back to that day at Calvary and picture him wounded and bleeding for us so that you could be sitting here tonight.
now turn the service back over to God's prophet and messenger, Brother Branham.
Now, I'm going to read some of the word now found in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, 23rd verse. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave thanks, he brake it and said, take and eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do you, as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew forth the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, unworthily shall be guilty of the blood, the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man so examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick and weakly among you, many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one with another. Tarry one for another. Now, may I say this? Jesus gave us this commandment before he went to his death, knowing that he was going there, the disciples still wondering what he was talking about when they wrote this down. But he said, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do as oft as you eat it and drink it, you shew forth my death until I come. Amen. Oh, those precious words. The disciples no doubt wondered, what does he mean? Show forth his death. How can we do this? It was all a mystery to them, but not to him. He was God. He knew what he must do. Show forth. So he said, when you come together to eat, now he that eats and drinks unworthily comes up here and professes to be a Christian, taking the body of the Lord, and then goes out and lives with the world and denies Christ and his power and things like that, you do a great dishonor to God. You do dishonor to Christ, so don't you take it. But if you're trying with all that's in you to live right and to show forth that you are a Christian, that you love Jesus Christ, then it's your duty to do it. And now over in, I believe it's St. John, the 6th chapter, Jesus said, whosoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Not a promise. Isn't that a glorious thing? I will raise him up. Did you ever think what you're here for? What are you going to school for, children? What are you working for, Dad? What makes you get up mother morning, get the kiddies to school, wash your face and make up the beds and cook and do it all, come in, wore out that night, and next day start the same thing? What do you do it for? What are you laboring, slave dad and everything, coming at night and weary, and one of the kids gets sick and you walk the floor and cry and pray and struggle and they get well and then back and do it again, and every Sunday wash your faces and get them down to church? And well, what's it all about? What you here for? Is that all there is to it? My, that'd be miserable. And knowing you got to go anyhow, see? What's it all about? Oh, brother, it's an examination time. It's an opportunity time. Hallelujah. It's the opportunity to accept this. Nice. Tell me something to take its place. Tell me something better than that. Produce anything in the world. Be the king of the earth. Rule the universe. Be a Khrushchev or a Kennedy or whatever you wish to be. You'll die just the same. Right. You don't know what time it'll come. Any minute. But here, when death does strike, you got eternal life and can't die. Amen. With a guarantee by the God of all creation, who's possessor of heavens and earth, I'll raise him up again at the last day.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Help thou my unbelief, O God. Amen. Fill my soul. Oh, God, cleanse me, fill me, charge me, send me out. Let me not die. Let me live to tell the story. Let me go to every crack and corner of the earth and preach the word and sow the seed.
Amen.
Yes, sir, that there may be a harvest in the last day of the true, unadulterated word with believers in Christ.
Praise God.
Is your sins under the blood by faith tonight in Christ Jesus, we shall now take the communion. Not the communion. You commune as you eat with one another. Just commune with God. The communion is not the bread, not the wine. The communion is talking back and forth with God.
Amen.
This is a symbol that we take, that we believe in His death, broken body, His burial, and resurrection. We believe in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and we believe that He has given us eternal life, and we cannot die. We have passed from death unto life, and someday when we separate from one another here, we'll rise again in the resurrection with each other, joined together with Christ Jesus in the body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Upon these bases and the confession of my sins and my faith in the Son of God, I take myself in the church before these articles that God left for us to do to show forth His death until He comes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus said, "This is my body which is broken for you. Eat. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Heavenly Father, after we have confessed our sins, hearing your word, after we have confessed that we are unworthy, and we're trusting only in the merits of the Son of God, we're unworthy creatures. Forgive us, Lord, of all that we have did. And now by faith we come to the table of the Lord.
Thank you.
And now as this bread is presented to represent the body of our Lord, I pray, Father, that you'll sanctify it to its intended purpose. And may every person that partakes of this have eternal life in their soul. And may that every person takes it have healing in their body and live the appointed time that you've given them. And may they serve you all the days of their life and be raised up in the last day in the resurrection to be gathered together with the tribes of the earth that are redeemed by the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Grant it, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. The Bible said, "Also he took the cup, and when he'd supped, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament. As oft as you drink this, you show forth the Lord's death till he comes." Heavenly Father, we hold to you the fruit of the vine tonight. This wine. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll sanctify this wine. It represents the blood that was shed for us at Calvary. Through this blood, we have remission of our sins by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Forgive us of all of our unbelief, Lord. And give us faith and understanding. And make us your servants, Lord, that we can serve you all our days. Be with us, Father, as we join together around this table. And bless us in this fine fellowship in communion with you. And may you speak to our hearts and point to us our work that we should do. Grant it, Lord. Sanctify this wine for its intended purpose. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
This bread will be burnt before the dawn of a new day.
Supper being ended, the devil now hath put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he was come from God, and he went to God. He rises from the supper and laid aside his garment, took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he unto Simon Peter. Peter said unto him, "Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter." Peter said unto him, "Lord, thou shalt never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said unto him, "He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but is clean everywith. And ye are clean, but not all. for he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, you are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and had sat down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you. And thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness.
Let us all bow our heads. I'd like to ask our brother Peter Dirksen to come forward and dismiss us for our foot worship.
Let's just bow. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's just been so good to be in your house here today, Lord. And Father, to meet with this portion of the bride of Jesus Christ. Lord, I couldn't help but think as we came here, and Lord, just to get a wink from one and a little tug of the sleeve from another, and a hug from somebody else, Lord, and look across the room and see a familiar face, Lord. Father, just reminded me, Lord, that there's coming a time. Father, we're here, maybe there's one missing. Lord, here, maybe we're getting a little bit gray, Lord, and we face some battles and there's some wrinkles and some, but Lord, we're looking and living for the day. Father, where we're going to meet on the other side, Lord, you said to do this in remembrance of you, and Lord, we remember that you told us that the day would come when you'd drink it anew with us in the kingdom, Lord, that we'd sit down at a table, Father, where our name's already put there, Lord, a place for us, Father. And Lord, we're longing and looking forward to that time, Lord Jesus. Lord, just to be there, Lord, when you come by and you wipe every tear from our eye, Lord. Father, we're looking for and living for that day. But Lord, as we're here now in this, the end times, Father. Lord, you told us that the prophets of old wanted to be where we're at, Lord. They wanted to live this day when we'd see your word be fulfilled. Father, when the promises that you've given, Lord, we'd see them come to pass. And Father, here we are, Lord, the thunder's roaring out, Lord, and your word coming to pass. And Lord, that seed being planted in our heart, Lord, and it stirs us, Father. Lord, we think of when Brother Branham would say how that when Moses parted that Red Sea and how we were there, Lord. Father, when Elijah called down fire from heaven on Mount Carmel, that we were there, Lord. And as John the Baptist went forth and, Lord, baptized you, how that we were there, Lord. And Father, how that in this day, Father, when you came down on that river just not far from here, Lord, in 1933, Lord, and you said that this message would forerun the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, how that we take a stand with that, that we are there, Lord, or that we were there, Father. But Lord, now in this day, Father, this generation, Lord, we stand with these people. And Lord, not that we were there, but Father, we want to say we are here, Father. Lord, we're longing in our heart for what you've promised for this day, for this age, and may it be fulfilled in us and through us, Lord Jesus, as we find our place in this day, Father, with this little group of people, Lord. And Father, how we're so thankful that your word is alive. Yes. Lord, that it's not dead. Lord, Amos 3:7 means maybe even more now than it ever has that we've come to this time and place, Lord. Father, that you'll do nothing. And we believe that, Lord, with all our heart, Father. Lord, I couldn't help but think of the widow woman. Lord, how she went to that barrel. And Lord, it looked like she took everything out of it that was in there. But Lord, on that prophet's word, she went back to that same barrel. And there was the food for the next meal, Lord. And how that's true in this day, Father. Lord, we were here in 2017 when the seals were opened again to us, Father. And Lord, you're revealing yourself. And Lord, we come back to this same barrel. barrel. Yes. And Lord, we received a meal, yes, and we're so thankful for it, Father. We give you praise for it, Lord. Father, how I pray, Lord, that you'd bless each and every one that's here tonight, Lord. Father, may they not go home hungry tonight, Lord, but Father, filled with the blessings, with the revelation that you're pouring out upon your bride. And Lord, I just pray that you bless your servant, Brother Joseph, Lord. Bless him, strengthen him, and may he be encouraged just to keep pressing on, Father. Lord, as we take our place behind him, and Lord, as we all take our place behind that word, we give you thanks for it, Lord. We just pray and ask these things in the precious name. And Lord, I just want to say one more thing, Father. We love you. Yes. Lord, as we look to that little, to what this day is standing all about, Father, and how you went to Calvary. Lord, you took our place. Lord, you shed your blood. Lord, knowing that we're unworthy, but you did it because you loved us. And so, Father, we just say we love you. Yes. And Lord, we're just thankful for your grace. I just pray these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen?
Amen. God richly bless you. Did you get a red letter day?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord richly bless you, and the deacons will be dismissing you for foot washing. God be with you till we meet again. God bless you.
Upper room, all praying in his name, baptized with the Holy Ghost, and power for service came. Now what he did for them that day, he'll do for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah. One of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad.